Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Look, where is this?
I'm going to tell you. Mrs. Poobus goes to Baalbek every summer. She takes her maid with her, and there might be evenings, no doubt, when this maid goes down onto the beach to stretch her legs.
Baalbek?
Mmm.
And as always, along with the name Baalbek, come thoughts of you, Albertine, whom I first saw silhouetted against the sea as you crossed the sand with your friends.
He's looking at you. Let him look.
Albertine.
I try. I've always tried to be like a brother to you.
You know that, don't you?
Yes, because I love you.
Mental note. Mrs. Poobus's maid. Stretching her legs. Baalbek.
I've got to find a drink.
I want to ask you about your uncle.
Which one? I've got so bloody many.
The Baron de Charlus.
What about him?
Is it true? His reputation.
But he's a queer.
Yes.
Why ask this when I already knew the answer?
Listen, if I had 10 francs for every woman he slept with, I wouldn't be worried about my inheritance. Do you know what I'm saying?
He likes women.
Likes them? They're his life, his hobby.
You see over there, so see him over there. He's pretending to take an interest in those two young men. Yes.
It's not them he's after. It's their mother.
Look at her.
Hovering in the background, smiling at him. If you want to bed a woman, flatter her children. It's a Guermont family strategy.
So pleasant to see really well-educated young men nowadays.
He'll have her later. My uncle queer? A filthy lie. Remember that. My drink calls. We'll talk later.
Robert, why protest so loudly?
Good evening.
Mr. Swannan, how are you?
For a dying man, quite well. Don't look so sad.
Now, in the last stages of his illness.
When are you going to come and see my daughter?
The chemical reactions in his face, the mottled blue.
We're all very proud of Gilberte. She's quite grown up now.
Mr. Swan, you are coming to my garden party?
Tomorrow
afternoon? A few close friends.
Well,
I hope so.
Mrs. Saint-Hervette, I'd better speak to my wife and...
Well, of course, she must come too. I've invited her.
Ah, well, in that case...
I depend on you both.
Yes, I think you'd like Gilbert.
I'm sure I would.
Remember when you used to play together in the Champs-Élysées?
Of course.
You were quite soft on each other.
You're seeing Albertine tonight.
I should have written to her. Of course I should.
Why? You no longer love her. Gilberte was like a dead person to you. Someone you'd mourned and got over.
I'll write. Of course I will. Please, tell her. By the way, Mr. Swan, is it true what's said about the Baron de Charlus?
Again, this question.
What do you mean?
What people say.
What?
Well, that he's...
Can I tell you something? There are wholly irresponsible and idiotic rumours about the Baron. Based on what? The fact that he's more sensitive, more sentimental than other men, and what else? That he never goes very far with women. That he's attached to his men friends. And? There's nothing in these rumours. Nothing. You believe me?
Yes, sir.
I hope so. I must go. I'm so tired.
What was the thrill this secret held for you? Knowing something these skilled social observers didn't know? Or denied? The amusement when Françoise said she'd be willing to marry her own daughters to so fine a gentleman as the Baron de Charlus? No. Something more. What?
Am I going to Mrs. Saint-Hervette's garden party? Is that what I've been asked? It's like asking a man whether he's suffering from diarrhea.
Oh.
Though were I suffering from that complaint, I would attempt to relieve myself in a more comfortable place than the house of a person who, if memory serves, was celebrating her centenary when I first began to move in society. When she spoke to me, my olfactory organ was thrilled because I said to myself, good God, someone has broken the lid of my cesspool. No, I'm wrong. It's just Mrs. Sant Overt has opened her mouth to invite me to her garden party. Does the indefatigable old streetwalker actually expect me to come? It would be for me an invitation to explore the sewers. Have I said something?
Albertine. The comfort in seeing her. You had given her a ticket to Racine's play Phèdre, knowing the performance would be over and she'd be there when you got home. She wasn't. And then having to run the gauntlet to Françoise's finely honed scepticism.
You're confident, are you?
Françoise, she'll be here.
Oh, it's none of my business.
Quite.
You never know with that one.
Françoise had no time for Albertine.
Are you following me?
You don't look right.
I don't look right. The telephone, that is. It's ringing, Françoise.
She's your friend, not mine.
It's only a phone, you know.
Only a phone? Oh, I don't think so.
Yes?
I'm not disturbing you.
Albertine.
Yes.
Are you coming around?
Listen.
What?
It's difficult.
Why?
It's just that, you know... Oh, if you need to...
What?
If you need to see me...
If I need to?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means... Go away! I'm on the phone.
Where are you?
Hmm? Oh, just round a friend's house.
If I need to...
What?
You said if I need to see you, you'd come.
Yes, that's right. But it would be difficult.
Why?
Because it just would. Because I'm across town.
Ah. Well, I don't need to see you. Did I... Sorry, did I give you that impression? I'm sorry.
I'm miles away from you, that's all. Otherwise, I'd come.
Listen... I'm tired.
Are you?
Very tired. I've been to a very important party
and... Are you cross with me?
No. Cross? Why?
All this fuss.
What fuss? I'm not making a fuss.
I know you.
Listen, I couldn't care less if you come or if you don't come, all right? You want to get back to your party? Get back to your party!
I'll come. I'll get in a cab right now.
Nobody's asking you to. What can I say to you?
I'll call you tomorrow, then.
Yes. Whatever you want.
I'll make it up to you.
You have nothing to make up.
What?
Leave me alone, would you?
I'd like to.
Leave me alone.
I was going to say I'd like to kiss you goodnight.
What?
Marcel?
Kiss me.
Marcel?
Kiss me.
Why remember that?
I'll come now. I'm on my way.
Then you understand. She'll never reveal everything. And you'll never be sure of her. Until you lock her up. In Baalbek, in search of Mrs. Poubous's maid. Desolate and heartsore in the hotel, you bend wearily to untie your boots.
Ah!
A seething bliss pours through you in waves. What is it?
Ah!
And suddenly you remember another visit to this hotel.
I don't feel very well, Granny.
Yes. Well...
I don't...
It's a nice room.
I'm just telling you how I feel.
But look at the view you have.
I think we should go home.
Right over the sands. You'll sit here...
No.
You'll sit here drinking in
we
the...
We should go back to Paris.
You'll get used to it.
No, I won't.
She bent over to untie your boots. You see the crown of her head.
Granny.
As if for the first time. Tender... Preoccupied. You became that boy again. Disappeared for so long.
Granny.
Never again will you erase her face. Nor appease the pain you caused her.
I'm sorry.
You ask nothing more of God if paradise exists.
Granny.
Than to let you knock again on the partition wall between your room and hers.
Granny.
And to hear her reply.
My little mouse.
Did I wake you?
Did my mousie think I'd let him lie awake without me? I'm here. I'm here.
Let me stay. Oh, let me stay with her. Throughout eternity. Baalbek.
You said you were upset.
It was nice of you to come out.
I said I'd come whenever you needed me. What happened? I like your hotel manager.
Do you?
He's a card.
He is, isn't he?
He said he'd be happy to facilitate the passage of my inquiry.
Yes.
I said, no, just tell him I'm here. Oh, you'll be all right. You're missing your grandmother. Of course you do. You loved her. But you'll get over it.
What does that mean?
You're so sweet.
Yes, I am, aren't I?
But I have to go.
Now?
I've promised someone.
Who's that?
A friend. And I've let her down so often.
Stay with me.
I can't.
You said you'd stay if I was gloomy, if I was in the mood. Well, I am gloomy. I am in the mood.
It's a friend of my aunt's. I promised her.
But why today?
I don't understand.
Why not tomorrow?
Oh, I see. Tomorrow. No. She's busy tomorrow.
All right. I'll come with you then.
Listen, let's go somewhere else.
Where?
We'll have lunch together.
What about your aunt's friend?
Doesn't matter.
She'll be disappointed, won't she?
It doesn't matter. We'll have fun. Let's have fun. All this talk about fine weather, it's a lot of rubbish.
It's spring.
Well, I know that.
It's spring weather.
Yes, you're right. You're so,
What?
Oh, what's the word? Acute.
I see.
I see. Good. I want to go dancing. Do you want to go dancing?
No.
That's a pity. The casino at Ancaville are offering delights, apparently. No? Not for you, no.
I'm not going, Albertine.
You don't dance. You're very cruel. I shall throw myself in the sea. I alter my plans for you. You accuse me of lying.
Did I do that?
Yes. Are you going to be in mourning forever?
I didn't.
Stop the cab. Please, stop the cab.
You thought then of everything you'd been told about Swan's love for Odette. Of the way Swan had been tricked all his life.
It's all right. It's all right. I don't love her.
It isn't sufficiently appreciated that women derive most excitement through their breasts.
Is that so?
Yes, it is. Examine, if you will, the breasts of those two women in front of us. Imagine trying to get a sheet of paper between them.
The casino at Ancaville.
You couldn't.
The inevitable drunk has attached himself.
And why?
They're only dancing together.
No, my friend. They are citizens from the island of Lesbos.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know them?
Yes, you do. It's Albertine in the arms of André. Like observing her through an opaque glass. What was on the other side?
You don't think this could possibly be a gentleman's excuse me, do you?
Marcel, what have you got against me?
Look at the girl.
Don't change the subject. Be frank with me.
I have to tell you that I'm in love with someone else.
What?
Yes, I am.
Who?
André.
André?
Your friend. For a long time now, yes. Mad about her. There was a time when I hoped I might be able to love you, but that time has passed.
Shut up.
That's the way it is.
Is it?
Yes.
I see. Well, thank you very much for your openness. I appreciate it.
You understand?
Completely.
Well, that's good.
Perfectly natural.
Hmm. She's so...
André?
Yes, yes, André. She's so fine. Everything about her.
Yes.
Everything I could ever hope to.
Yeah, good choice.
She's so... You understand?
Of course. I'm half in love with her myself.
What?
Everyone is.
I see. Are you?
Oh, yes. Well, she's so sophisticated. She's so...
I don't want to lose you, that's all.
Me?
Yes.
Well, why should you?
You're not angry?
Not at all. Not in the least.
Well, that's very... That's reassuring.
A message from your aunt, young lady. Are you intending to come back for lunch? Yes or no?
No.
Well, she'd be pretty cross, I'd imagine.
All the same.
I...
What?
I heard a rumour.
Oh, yes? And what was that?
The thing is...
Yes?
Albertine, the thing is, I was with someone at the casino. I saw you dancing with Andre.
Whom you love.
Wait a minute. And this person noticed your... that your breasts were touching.
Touching what?
Each other's. And I saw you once kissing her on the neck.
She's my friend.
On the neck, Albertine, on the neck.
Yes, and... You think if there was anything going on like that, I wouldn't tell you? That sort of thing disgusts me. Here.
No, please.
Oh, kiss me, for God's sake.
Albertine! Albertine!
Of course I didn't do anything like that.
We seek out what hurts us.
Open your lips.
And then seek to get rid of it.
Spoiled sport.
Distrustful, suspicious, above all, convinced by denials. Who would argue with a sedative that works? You ought to have left Balbec there and then. And to have locked yourself in solitude and stayed there, remembering the echoes of a voice which, if only for a moment, was loving.
My darling.
Albertine Sorel, this is Robert de Saint-Louis-en-Bray.
Dancière railway station. You wanted Albertine to meet Robert. Why?
Oh, how do you do?
Heard all about you.
Have you?
What a sweet dog. What's his name?
It's a bitch, Colette.
Does she like to be petted?
It has been known.
Sweet.
The wind gusting across the tracks.
She's a lovely girl, then.
Where are we going, then?
No idea.
Don't you love this man?
Oh, yes.
Meet me at the station, he says. We'll do something for the afternoon. So?
I wanted to see you, Robert.
Doggy jump?
Don't get her too excited.
Oh, all right.
There's a cafe on the station.
A station cafe?
Yes.
What a treat, Marcel.
We're all a bit pressed for time, that's all.
How are you?
Well, quite well.
You look miserable.
How are you?
Bored.
Can I hold her lead?
Do.
Come on, Colette. Come along, darling.
Oh, that's your lady friend, is it?
Yes. What?
She looks bouncy, is she?
How do you mean?
Oh, I'm just saying.
She's very nice.
Good.
Should we find this cafe?
Oh, no.
What?
My uncle Palamede.
Baron Charlot? Where?
Yeah, just down the platform.
What's he doing here?
I don't know.
It looks as though he's hanging about.
Presumably waiting for a train. I want to avoid him.
He's seen me.
Oh, all right. All right, listen, I'm going to slip away.
What?
Just, please.
Ah, you. Excellent.
Baron, how are you?
I want you to do something for me.
Course.
You see that young man?
Where?
Along the platform, due north. The blonde with the violin.
The soldier?
Yes, I believe he's in uniform. Go and tell him I want to speak to him. What?
You want me to...
Something not transparent?
Well, I...
Oh, for God's sake, I'll do it myself. Come with me. Please excuse me. May I assume you're in the regimental band?
Yes.
And your name?
Charles Morel.
I wish to listen to a little music this evening.
Oh, yes.
I pay 500 francs per session.
Nice train speed signal, sir.
I'm not catching the Paris train, damn you! Put that luggage in the waiting room! It occurred to me you might know someone who might...
I'll do it.
You will?
Yes, sir. And since what we have to say to each other is rather complicated... Perhaps we could go somewhere?
Is there somewhere?
I'm sure there is. Just follow me.
Not wishing to watch them, you return to the station cafe.
Oh, Marcel, did you deal with my uncle?
What?
He's going back to Paris, is he?
He didn't say.
Don't you love this dog? Oh, I want to take her home with me. Robert says I can.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Fibber. Dreadful fibber.
You look pale, Marcel. Did my uncle upset you?
Can we go?
What? Why?
I'm sorry. Robert, I'm sorry.
Well, come to Paris soon, Robert, and bring this little darling whom I love.
Are we ready? What was that?
What?
That. You were acting like a whore.
I'm sorry?
You know what you were doing.
I was being nice to your friend.
Nice? He thinks it... I don't know what he thinks.
I did it for you.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, don't. All right?
I won't ever do it again.
Good.
Yet you felt cured. If Albertine flirts with another man, it means she can't care for women.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was hoping...
What?
You haven't noticed. I chose an empty carriage.
Her raincoat clinging to the outline of her body. Oh, Albertine.
I'm rather warm, as a matter of fact.
Take it off.
Do you want me to?
Yes.
You take it off.
Oh, my love.
Oh, don't be cross with me.
I won't.
Oh, Albertine.
And I can tell you the difference between Mrs. Verdurin and the Duchess de Guermont. Mrs. Verdurin is a great lady. The Duchess is probably a pauper. Mrs. Verdurin has 35 million francs.
Another train out of Balbec, the following evening. I'm anxious to reach Mrs. Verdurin's salon.
She entertains all the very best people.
Hoping to see Mrs. Poubous, who's also been invited. And the maid.
Ah, Brichot.
Papa.
Mrs. Marcel.
Ah, you're joining our little clan this evening?
Yes.
Very good, very good. Shame about Deschambre, Dr. Cottard.
We all have to die sometime.
Who is Deschambre?
Mrs. Verdurin's favourite pianist.
For a while.
In the days when Swan used to attend our gatherings.
He fell from favour. He was in favour for a while, and then he fell from it. Now he's dead. I'm surprised she's decided to go ahead with this evening.
I think her husband has some idea to distract her.
I hear they found her violinist. He was in bed with a cold.
Sorry, this is...
He was bringing someone with him, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Some friend of his father's, whom he met by chance on Doncier Station.
Well, that'll be interesting.
That's what I thought.
Who?
His name's Morel.
The Verdurins send their carriage to collect our little clan. And on the way from the station, you think of Granny. Of how she would have enjoyed this ride. The softness of the waves breaking below you. The simple grandeur which she loved.
You got here in one piece, gentlemen.
Mr. Verdier.
Cotan. Brichot. And this is...
Marcel.
Ah, my wife's little invitation. Fair enough.
I'm sorry I don't have any evening clothes.
Doesn't matter. Liberty Hall, eh, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Tragic about Deschambre.
Is that your idea of an opening remark, Brichot?
Well, he was young.
And? We can't bring him back to life, can we? Why cry over spilt milk? We have a bouillabaisse waiting. And for God's sake, Brichot, do your best to sit on the lamentations in front of Mrs. Verdurin. I swear to you, when she found out he was dead, she practically cried. And if she makes herself ill, it'll be me who'll look after her. And I'll hold you responsible. And don't let's pretend he was a genius, please, just because he's kicked the bucket. My wife took him up for a while, made something of him, because that's her way. And that's all there was to it. Here she is.
Friends.
Madame.
Cotard. Dear, dear Cotard.
How are you?
I have a small headache, brought on by an excess of sublime music.
Ah, yes?
A piano piece at lunchtime.
Goldberg?
No, I'm almost sure it was Bach. Anyway, it had its inevitable effect on me.
Ah.
But I don't want to talk about it. Otherwise, it's me, which is so boring. Marcel, did you enjoy the ride over here?
Oh, it was wonderful. The sunset was heartbreaking.
Yes. My husband's told you all who's joining our little clan this evening.
The Marquis of Compromat?
No, not him.
He's not coming.
He's coming, but he's boring. No, I refer to our young violinist.
Morel.
I understand he's bringing his father's friend.
Yes.
Do we know who this person is?
The Baron de Charlus.
Gosh.
I said it would be interesting.
And Mrs. Poobus, is she coming?
No, she cancelled. And if she thinks she'll get another invitation from me, she can whistle for it. Doesn't Mr. Morell play divinely, Baron?
Such clichés normally cause me to vomit, Mrs.
Verdurer.
Oh, but in this case, you've chanced upon a good man. Have you got a headache?
Oh, don't.
Don't what?
Don't remind me of it.
All right, I won't.
I'm very glad you could come.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the ride over here?
Yes. Shall we listen to the music now?
You imagine yourself to be ill. You become ill.
Isn't this marvellous?
You think tenderly of men. You become a woman.
I can see you're one of us, Baron.
I beg your pardon?
Every day an imaginary skirt trips you up.
Don't protest. I can tell you were from your very first words. I don't know whether you practice any of the arts, but that isn't necessary. Nor is it always sufficient. De Chambre, who has just died, played exquisitely with the most vigorous execution, but he wasn't one of us. You felt it at once. Brichot isn't one of us. Morell is. My wife is. I can feel that you are.
Now I see what you mean.
So it is that one obsession can affect your health, while another will change your sex.
Are you staying long on the coast?
Oh, good Lord, one never knows. I should like to stay here until the end of September.
You're absolutely right. That's when we get the most splendid storms at sea.
Well, to tell you the truth, that isn't what interests me. I have for some time past unduly neglected the Archangel St. Michael, my patron. I wish to make amends to him by staying for his feast on the 29th of September at the Abbey on the Mount.
Do you take an interest in that sort of thing?
You are perhaps afflicted with intermittent deafness. I've told you that St. Michael is my most glorious patron saint. I'm saying this. It's beautiful at the offertory when the altar boy stands erect in a white robe, swinging a golden censer, and the fragrance of those perfumes mounting up to God.
Perhaps we could get a group together and pop over.
What edification for the faithful in this act of homage. It would be wonderful to hear our young friend performing a Bach cantata. The abbot would go wild for it. I must mention it to this young Angelico of music. Yoo-hoo!
Half asleep, exhausted. The lift operator's words enter your dreams.
She's full of fun.
You dream a loved one is waking you.
Marcel.
Albertine.
Marcel.
Give the cab driver a little present to clear up. You know what I'm saying?
Eh? You wake alone.
Thank you very much, sir. If everyone was as kind as you, there'd be no poor people left. But as my sister says, there must always be poor people.
Tears in your eyes. Albertine takes up painting. In a hired, chauffeur-driven car, you take her to the little churches around Baalbek.
You got everything?
Why are you worried?
That's all right.
You're not stopping, are you?
No, can't.
I like you to watch me when I'm painting.
I've got an appointment. You need any help?
No, thank you. I'm sure I can get my own easel out. Wait! The paintbrushes! Are you in a hurry?
No. I'll pick you up. When? Five? Five, Albertine?
Yes. I'd love you to stay here.
Enjoy yourself!
You pretend you have other things to do. Why? When you're away, all you can do is think of her. and the sea breeze as it flows past you and down through the trees until it caresses her face. And the roads are just a means of getting back to her. To be with her again. Why didn't you stay with her?
You're wheezy.
No.
Marcel, you're wheezy. It's damp. You go out all the time, ill-clothed. What can we expect?
Mama has come to join you. Such tenderness when you were ill.
I'll have a lie down after lunch.
That's right. If that doesn't interrupt your plans.
It doesn't.
How is Mrs. Verdurin?
The same. She has to take an aspirin after listening to music.
And Professor Cottard?
Very well. Stuffy.
And Albertine? It is Albertine, isn't it?
Yes.
I wouldn't see too much of her.
I don't see very much of her.
And I don't mean never see her. Just don't see her all the time. It's entirely up to you.
I was considering breaking off with her.
Oh, I didn't say do that. Let's not talk about it. I should go and have your lie down.
Yes, Mama.
If Mama had known. If she had known. But no. She must never know.
We won't go back.
What about your aunt?
She's asleep. Let's stay here. Isn't it perfect? Oh, isn't this perfect?
Yes.
Look at the moon.
I can't stop looking at you.
Isn't it wonderful? Aren't we lucky?
Every day you were afraid she couldn't see you. Every day she could.
Kiss me.
Here's your kiss, you silly boy.
What? What's the matter?
It'll always be like this.
My little buttercup.
Like what?
My little canary.
Remember the orchard you passed on the cliff top? The apple trees, the pear trees? We'll outlive you, they said. Begin. Begin your work, your writing. Begin it now. Before the hour of eternal rest strikes you. Get rid of the girl. Baron de Charlus is also in love. Along the coast, he takes Morel to lunch in the same car, with the same chauffeur.
Can't you get the staff to remove this thing from my table?
Everyone thinks the Baron is a penniless old man being treated by his generous and long-suffering nephew.
Don't you like roses?
Well, it's because I do like them, but I don't like that plant. Waiter?
Yes, sir.
I ordered champagne.
Yes.
And then take away this filth, which has no connection with champagne. What we have here is the emetic known as cup, which consists of three rotten strawberries swimming in a mixture of vinegar and soda water.
Sorry, sir.
See the little blonde selling flowers? I bet she's got a girlfriend for you.
What do I care?
In Paris, you'll have a fine time.
But Charlou is afraid of taking Morel to Paris, afraid of exposure.
You know what I'd like? Is to find a girl who's absolutely pure, make her fall in love with me, and take her virginity.
What good would that do you? Then you'll be obliged to marry her.
Marry? No. Once my amusement was over, I'd ditch her.
Would you really do that?
Dump the bitch.
Ooh, it'd be dangerous.
I'd have my kit packed and be ready to go.
What about me?
I'd take you with me. I've got someone lined up already, as a matter of fact.
Who's that?
A little seamstress who keeps a shop in the Duke of Guermont's house.
That's Jupien's niece. Well, Jupien's a good man, and the child is charming. It'd be terrible to cause them such distress. Wouldn't it?
I don't know. Would it?
But Charlou's sadism was easily assuaged. A few bad words and he was finished. Morel, however, was different.
Mm-hmm.
those pink birds?
Where?
See?
There was a time when my ancestors were proud to be butlers to the king.
And there was a time when my ancestors would have chopped off your ancestors' heads and slid what was left into buckets, like fish guts. Yes, I wonder if the guts of an aristocrat would stink like the guts of a peasant. What do you think?
Charlou hangs his head after such public humiliation.
Are you coming to lunch at Mrs. Vertifan's?
We are.
I'm not.
Well, why? Why, Charlie?
Because it bores me. I'm going home.
Charlie!
Bye!
Albertine?
No, stay. Stay with the Baron.
Yes,
I'll see you later.
I know where he's going. An assignation. A prince has propositioned him.
What?
Yes, 1,000 francs for a night in a brothel. He thinks it'll help his career. I don't owe you anything, he said to me.
He owes you everything, Baron.
What am I to do? I love the boy.
I'm sorry.
I'll catch him at it.
Do you really want to do that?
I've asked Jopian to bribe the madame.
He'll suffer.
Well, what else can I do? I'm going there tonight.
Love is the cause of geological upheavals in the mind. A range of mountains comes into view, and inscribed on every peak, a different passion. Fury, jealousy, curiosity, envy.
He'll pay. He'll pay for this.
Hatred, suffering, pride, terror, and love. That night, Charlou and Jupien, a strangely crowded room, atmosphere of a railway station.
Madame X's. You never been to one of these places before, Baron?
My God, no.
You're a big baby. You're a big baby.
Oh,
now, you're safe with me, you know that.
What if I'm recognised?
Who by?
Who? Somebody?
Well, I don't think they're here.
Who?
Somebody.
You're having fun, Jupien.
Calm yourself, Baron.
What do we do?
Wait for Madame.
But you say you've spoken.
Yeah, we're getting a room next to Morel's.
Oh, my God.
You want to catch him, it's what you got to do.
You believe I want to catch him?
Oh, no blubbing. Buck up.
Yes.
And here she is. Angelique.
Mr. Jupien.
My friend, who wishes to remain nameless.
Pleasure to meet you, Baron.
Oh, my God.
He's in the Persian room.
Aye?
Morel. Is it you're interested in?
Yes.
So if I pop you into the Ottoman suite just next door?
So he's there?
Yes.
Is he alone?
Not quite.
Oh.
Courage.
Genevieve! Take these two to number 28.
This way. You want me to take my clothes off?
Oh, for God's sake, no.
We're all right, thank you, darling.
Where is he?
Next door. You want to buy some champagne?
What's that going to cost us?
40 francs.
It's a joke.
Don't pay it.
I don't make anything out of it.
And my friends next door?
Yeah, next door. I'll get your champagne.
Hmm? Well, I thought you said something.
No.
What?
Shalom. Pale as marble, as though already lying on his family tomb. In Combray.
This waiting is crucifying me, I swear it.
Is it nice being a soldier?
No, it's a bloody bore.
Jupien, that's Morel.
A bit more champagne.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Next door. You ready? Watch.
Through a special mirror, Charlou spies Morel sitting on a bed in a green light. Looking embalmed.
He knows we're here. They've told him.
It seems so.
He's giving a performance.
Do you play music on the battlefield?
No.
Do the other men like you?
Jupien, take me home.
Morel was like a piece of paper that's been folded so many times you could never remove the creases. And later on, you found out that he and Albertine were very close. Perhaps the seeds were there that day, at the end of the season, riding home with that man in his car.
This will be the last of our trip, sir.
And how could I have guessed what I was later told, though never had proof?
Why is that?
End of the season, they lay me off.
That Albertine and Morel were on the best of terms.
Oh, that's hard.
The way it is. I am weeping.
But you've got something else.
That's right. I've got something else.
And everywhere, Morel's plots and deceptions.
You've got a good coachman there, haven't you, Mr. Verdurin?
His first move, to replace the Verdurin's coachman, Hausler, with the chauffeur.
Hausler? Yes, we haven't any complaints.
Sowing his lies on a country walk.
Shame about his drinking. Drinking? I hate to see someone ruin himself like that.
I've never known him drink.
You never notice it? I say to myself, it's a miracle he's never crashed that coach. You can see how many times he's come off. His face is a mass of bruises.
Bruises?
All over his face.
And arranging for the delivery of those bruises. So the coachman is fired and Morel installs his own man.
All right, mate. All right.
And later on in Paris, through the good offices of this chauffeur, Albertine meets Morel. What could you have done to protect yourself? The conversation of the person you love is like the ground above a dangerous stretch of subterranean water.
Well, I love you. I do.
You sense the chill of an invisible pool. You smell the treacherous seepage, but the water remains hidden.
First, your eyes. Your deep, dark, interesting eyes.
You could never trust her. No.
A lovely smile when you're embarrassed. I love that one.
You loved her too much.
Your kisses. Your touch. Yes, your touch. Shall I go on?
You had to get rid of her.
Let me brush your hair, Marcel. Sit.
Mama, I haven't...
Sit down. When did I last do this?
I'll tell her tomorrow, Mama.
You had to. Yes, of course.
If it's what you want.
Only love within a family is real. Everything else is chasing phantoms.
Don't do this for me.
Mama, I'm not.
Good night.
You were pleased that you'd pleased her. You'd tell Albertine the next day.
And tomorrow, lunch at the Verdurin's?
Yes.
What?
It's getting boring there, don't you think so? You know, this whole summer's been such a waste of time for me.
Thank you very much.
What?
That doesn't exactly flatter me, does it? You're overwrought.
What? Don't. Please, don't start this.
Tell me, what would you like? What would you really like?
No, I don't know. Music.
What's that? Music?
Yes, yes, Albertine, music. I love music. I live for music.
You live for it?
Yes, yes, I do. And if you're a bit more observant, you'd have noticed that.
Music? I didn't know that.
I'm going to ask Mrs. Verdurin to let me hear something by a composer I'm very fond of, as a matter of fact.
Who's that?
You won't have heard of him.
All right.
If I told you his name was Van Toy, what difference would it make?
Van Toy?
Yes.
I know Van Toy.
What?
I know him, or at least I know his daughter. I told you I had a friend who'd been like a mother to me. She's the best friend of Antoy's daughter. I'm going to see them in a few weeks at Carborg, as a matter of fact.
And in that moment, an image returns to you. An act of desecration you witnessed between these same women when you were a boy. In front of her father's photograph. He died of a broken heart. Your mother told you his compositions left unfinished. And now, this image returns. Albertine. You're Albertine with these women. Like an avenger. Was she too? Was Albertine like them? I have to stop her leaving. She'll do it again. I must keep her under lock and key. She must never escape.
Carborg?
I'm looking forward to it.
Albertine, I need to talk to you.
Mama! Mama!
Marcel? What? What is it?
Mama,
Oh, my darling.
Oh, Mama, forgive me.
Oh, what? My darling, tell me.
I've decided I'm going to marry Albertine.
The realm of sleep has its own sounds. A bell wakes you. You heard it perfectly. You must have rung for Françoise. But no bell rings. Time that passes under sleep is absolutely different from the time in which our lives are spent. And sleep has its own visitors. They call on us in dreams. Neither man nor woman, they change between the two, our first ancestors. In their company, we descend to depths where memory cannot follow, where our minds return to their beginning.
In Sodom and Gomorrah by Marcel Proust, dramatized by Michael Butt, the cast was Proust the narrator, James Wilby, Marcel, Jonathan Firth, Marcel's mother, Deborah Findlay, the Baron de Charlus, Corinne Redgrave, Françoise, Rachel Atkins, Albertine, Zoe Waits, Robert de Saint-Loup, Julian Ovenden, Morel, Simon Treves, Grandmother, Margaret Tysak, Mrs. Verdurin, Lynn Farley, Mr. Verdurin, Ian Masters, Charles Swan, Julian Wadham, Jupien, Kim Wall, Marcel as a boy, Stephen Williams. Other parts were played by members of the company. In Search of Lost Time, directed by John Taylor, is a Fiction Factory production for BBC Radio 4. In Search of Lost Time, the classic sequence of novels by Marcel Proust, dramatized for radio in 6 parts by Michael Butt. Part 5, The Prisoner and the Fugitive.
When I look back on those days after my return from Baalbek, with Albertine installed in my parents' apartment in Paris, what I remember most of all is how, late at night before leaving my room, she'd slide her tongue between my lips like a portion of daily bread. It seemed to me that this nourishing food had an almost sacred nature, a grace which made up for the sufferings I'd had to put up with to get it. Because I'd brought her to Paris to get her away from something. A fear. A fear that Albertine was attracted to other women. But though I kept her under surveillance night and day, the fear remained. And this feeling of a blessing mixed with suffering reminded me of another evening when I was a child, when my father, unexpectedly and out of character, had allowed my mother to spend the night with
me. What harm can it do?
I'd wanted it so badly, yet when it was granted to me, it dissolved in shame and regret.
Mama, kiss me.
And from that night, I trace my whole life of illness and failure. And now Albertine was with me, and there was no peace for me except in her compliance. We never know how life will deliver us from our pains, nor how far we have to go to find our consolations.
That girl will bring you nothing but trouble.
This was the judgment of our maid, Françoise.
Well, it's entirely up to you, of course. None of my business.
Why had I brought Albertine?
With your mother and father absent in Combray, I'm sure that's perfectly proper. I do not judge.
To protect her from temptation.
You're not a child anymore.
Where are you going, Albertine?
Out.
And where's that to?
Bushy Mount Hill.
You're going alone?
With André. Do you want to come?
No.
Come. It would be lovely to have you.
I've got to stay here.
Ah.
What?
All right.
I could come.
It's foggy.
Yes.
It might get to your chest.
I'll stay here.
I'll miss you. Lovely man.
And by bringing her to Paris, I imagined I was removing her from Gomorrah. I was wrong. Gomorrah is everywhere.
Have you written anything today, Grumpy?
I'm not grumpy.
Mm, looking pretty blank, those pages.
Would you please...
What? Go away? Do you want me to go away? Am I annoying you?
No.
I think I am.
I was working.
What, inside your head?
It's too late now.
It is, you're right. You're quite right. Listen, I'm going to change. Andre's in my room.
Why?
She is. I invited her back. Will you be nice to her? Not Mr. Grumpy.
I'm not... That's fine, Albertine.
Andre, he says he'll talk to you.
For God's sake.
See you later.
Andre, an Albertine ally from Baalbek.
Hello.
Andre.
How are you?
All right. You've been out?
Yes.
Where?
Well, didn't she tell you?
Can't remember.
We went to Bushymount Hill.
How was it?
Oh, it was charming. Yes.
That's good.
Hmm.
Did you meet anybody?
When?
When you were out.
No. Oh, yes.
What?
We did meet somebody.
Who?
Someone you don't know.
Who was it?
This girl.
Well, perhaps I know her.
I don't think you do.
And what did you talk about?
You mean with this girl?
Yes.
God knows, I wasn't there.
You left Albertine alone?
Well, she wasn't alone. She was with this girl.
Yeah, I know, but... But why did you...
Well, I went to get some wool.
Wool?
Albertine wanted some wool, so she asked me to get it for her. Is there something wrong?
No.
Well, that's all right, then.
After this conversation, I realise... Albertine is no longer capable of giving me joy. Only pain. And pain alone keeps this wearisome attachment alive.
So what is it you want?
It's to help my cousin.
Your cousin?
Albertine.
I see. Yes?
I want her to dress nicely, like you. Could you advise me?
I was no longer obsessed with the Duchess of Gaumont. The young man who'd held such lofty ideals of her no longer existed. However, she still had her uses.
Do you remember that night of the princess's party, when Swan was here, visiting you?
Mm-hmm. Was showing me something he'd written. I think so.
You were wearing a blood-red dress.
Was I?
Yes, a sort of ruby blossom.
Is that what I looked like?
It was very beautiful. I wanted to ask you, is that the sort of thing a young girl could wear?
At a pinch. But it's a full evening dress.
Yes.
You told me your cousin never goes out in the evening.
Does that matter?
You want to buy her a full evening dress to wear at home?
All right. Do you remember the first time you were friendly to me?
The first time? Do you mean before which I wasn't friendly?
You were wearing a big yellow dress with big black flowers.
Same thing. It's an evening dress.
And your hat with a cornflower.
And all this is for your...
Cousin?
Cousin. You really like her, don't you?
Yes. Where did you get that fur coat you were wearing yesterday morning? But you like it?
Beautiful.
But you're sure?
Marcel, am I a fool? A cloak designed by Fortuny. I'll never take it off.
All right.
Why do you buy me so many presents?
Well, you like them.
Yes.
That's why.
Why?
You'll wear it?
Of course.
When you're out?
Of course I will.
And you'll think of me?
I always think of you.
And it'll protect you. You see? That's why.
But it was no good. I knew that. What is this love? Surely it's the need to have our sufferings appeased by the beloved. That's all. We love only what we don't wholly possess. If only this jealousy would go, I wouldn't need her anymore. I spent many evenings alone. I enjoyed it. Solitude. That's the only real time.
Madam gone out, is she?
You saw her go.
I'm sure I didn't. I was too busy.
All right.
You staying in?
Yes.
I'll light a fire then.
Thank you.
The wood smoke rich in memories. A young boy, myself, alone in a room at my great-aunt Leonie's house in Combray.
Put the pen down.
Eh?
We're going for a walk.
Or eating with Robert Saint-Loup at his barracks in Doncières.
Is that your aunt up there on the shelf, Robert?
Hmm? Yes. Well, no, it's her photograph.
The Duchess de Guermont. You know her?
We live in the same building.
Of course, of course, of course.
Only memories, but they recreate the child or youth I was. So, what need to go out when there are other people living inside me? And all it takes to bring them back is wood smoke.
Albertine, are you asleep?
The drowsy murmur of the sea on moonlit nights was Albertine asleep.
Are you asleep?
These were the best of times.
Let me get down on the bed with you. May I? You don't mind?
Stretched out at full length on her bed. No art could devise such naturalness.
Albertine. Albertine.
When I'm alone, I miss you, but when you're with me, I miss being by myself. I love it when you're asleep, when you're not looking at me.
My darling.
Because then, I don't have to live on the surface of myself anymore. And when you're asleep, I can strip away those various Albertines you try to deceive me with. Now you're a plant, a tree.
Sweetheart.
Now you belong to me. Now I can hold you. And kiss you. I touch your heart, darling. And then, every part of you. I feel I'm swimming on the tide of your sleep.
Shh. Albertine.
My darling. My Marcel.
I can't say it often enough. Making love to her was just a way of defeating my rivals.
Oh, my darling Marcel.
More than anything else, it was an act of appeasement.
So, what's it to be today?
Miss Albertine and Andre are going to the Trocadero.
Outside on the street with the chauffeur I'd hired.
That's right. Could I... I wanted to ask you something. Do you remember you took her to Versailles?
Last week.
Last week. And you said, do you remember when I asked you, you had lunch at Vatel's restaurant?
Oh, that's right.
Now, that's interesting. Because she told me she had lunch at the Reservoir restaurant.
That's right.
Hmm?
Oh, I had my lunch at Vatel's. She had her lunch at the Reservoir.
Oh, why didn't you have it together? I mean, if not at the same table, then at least at the same restaurant.
She told me not to bother to meet her until after 6 o'clock.
7 hours? She was alone?
No.
What did you just tell me?
I followed her.
You followed her?
Yes. From the Reservoir restaurant, she went to the Chateau. From the Chateau to the Trianon. Me following her all the time. She didn't see me.
Well, she must have met somebody, did she?
You mean friends? No.
Well, she must have done.
She didn't.
Well, then... people must have stared at her, I would imagine. A young woman, alone.
Well, let them stare. Do you know what I mean? Her eyes were glued to a guidebook the whole time.
That's very good. I'm very pleased with what you've done.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Here, a little something extra for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
She even sent me a postcard with the chateau on it.
Wonderful time. Missing you.
It was all lies. I found out later.
Is Madame out again?
You know she is, Françoise. She's going to the Trocadero. A matinee.
Ah. Oh, she's a great actress, Leia.
Françoise, what are you talking about?
It's what I read. The matinee, the Trocadero. The actress Leia giving it her all.
Leia?
Yes.
Well, the one...
What one?
Leia.
A renowned lesbian.
Yeah, the one who acts very well.
Yes, that one.
Albertine might go round backstage afterwards and be introduced.
Will I light a fire?
No.
All right.
Françoise, I want you to take a note to Albertine.
I could see her. In the arms of this predatory woman.
You must catch her up. I have to see her.
Well, how will I get there?
A taxi. Here. Now, do you understand? It's very important I see her now. She must not go to the matinee. Oh.
Françoise trundles off, returns with a note.
Coming soon. Longing to see you. Of course I don't mind missing the play.
Peace. Briefly. And then boredom. And then jealousy again, which is love. And then peace, again, briefly. I can't go on like this. If only I could reach a point where she no longer served any purpose. Just a transitional phase before my next mistress. If only I could get rid of her.
So, where do you want to go after lunch? It's so nice to be out with you. Mm. What are you looking at? Are you looking at those girls?
No.
You were?
No.
I don't mind.
I thought you were looking at them, actually.
Did you?
I did.
Why would I do that? Look, I told you, I'm not like that. That In fact, I told you this, that kind of thing revolts me. How can I prove it to you?
It's all right.
I was looking at you. I only ever look at you. I love you.
What is love? Reciprocal torture.
How's your meal? Are you tired? We'll go back, shall we?
I don't mind what we do.
I thought you'd like a drive in the woods. Are you happy?